I'm joined by the Managing Director of the Dysart in Petersham, Barney Taylor. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
First and foremost, we must say huge congratulations on retaining your Michelin star. What an achievement, particularly in the last 12 months that we've had.
Yes, yeah. Well, thank you very much. We're really absolutely thrilled about it. Nervous weeks as we knew the awards were coming up, and you know, it's you know just so important for us that we do retain it. You know, this year and moving forward. You know, it's a great shame that we weren't able to celebrate as a team like we did last year when we first won it. But you know, the whole team are really thrilled, and it gives us you know a great confidence as we you know, hopefully reopen. You know, soon in the spring.
Absolutely. It's been really difficult in these unprecedented times. I mean, you're such a brilliant location, such a beautiful building to have, and incredible staff. How have you carried on over the last 9 to 12 months?
Well, it's been a lot of stop start. You know, during the first lockdown, we started off you know, a project doing, you know, a not-for-profit project doing recipe parcels. We sold it at cost price to lots of our regular guests, and then actually gave away the parcels to the local elderly. And actually that, you know, that kept our name out there at the start, but it was also, you know, for us to practice doing it so that, you know, we felt there would be another lockdown. And it was, you know, practice to start doing it so that we were ready to actually, you know, set up an arm of the business doing it when the second lockdown hit.
And how have your locals and your regulars supported you through the pandemic?
Fantastically well. I mean, the shop's going really well. We do a weekly recipe parcel, lots of amazing products that the chef you know, has access to that are quite hard to get for you know, from normal shops and from the high street. So that's been going really well. What was really pleasing for us was that we were really, really busy, you know, in the in-between times when we were able to be open. We're very lucky that we have so much space here. We've got a big dining room downstairs. We've got a big upstairs dining room as well. So we can spread people out, you know, really, really well, even with, you know, one household per table, which we were managing for, you know, a lot of the time we were open. We can still fill our 15 tables and have sort of 30 to 35 guests per service. And that's our, you know, that's our aim anyway. So, you know, in the times we were open, we were up at really good numbers. I think, you know, when people are allowed to go out and eat, they're just so keen to do so at the moment.
And how have you and your staff stayed positive? Because it's been a real roller coaster over the last few months, particularly. What have you done to keep your spirits up?
Well, I mean, the team have gone off of, you know, they've studied, you know, we've recommended, you know, for the front of house staff, you know, wine courses, wine books that they can read. I myself have started a wine degree over this last lockdown. So using the opportunity to, I suppose, further our knowledge. You know, myself and the head chef have been busy during this lockdown managing the shop. We're doing it just the two of us this time. We're staying in regular touch with the staff, making sure that everyone's doing okay. And just, you know, I suppose holding on to that fact that we're confident that when we do reopen, we'll be straight back into action and we'll be nice and busy.
And my last question, which is a tricky one, because we don't really know what the restrictions are going to be going forwards, but what are your ultimate hopes and plans as much as you can for this year? What would you like to hope you can achieve?
Oh, it's tricky. I mean, first of all, you know, we need to work out when we're going to be able to reopen. We're not really that hopeful of it being before April and possibly even further on. So we push the shop for the moment, you know, make sure that we have, you know, a really good selection of items on the shop and that everyone knows about the shop and you know, can have their Dysart fix that way, I suppose. And then when we reopen, it's really important that we have the full team back straight away, that we can hit the ground running. You know, we don't want to be in a position where we reopen and some of the team have fallen away. So we're really keen to support them, you know, as much as we can through this. And as I say, when we reopen, hit the ground running and fill the tables and get back to what we do best.
Barney, thank you so much for your time. Again, huge congratulations and lots of love from everybody here, really, Jackie, to your team. And here's to a positive, happy 2021 for you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.